The Czech Republic and neighboring Austria share centuries of common history, but in recent times, relations between the two states have often been strained. How the countries have developed since 1989 is the focus of a new anthology by a group of Austrian and Czech academics. Jan Richter was at the Czech launch of the book and has this report.
The Czech Republic and Austria after the end of the Cold War, Different Ways into New Europe, is the title of a new book that was launched at the Austrian Cultural Forum in Prague on Thursday. It features texts by Czech and Austrian authors that look into various aspects of both countries' development in the last two decades. The book's editor is Professor Gernot Heiss from the University of Vienna.
Specialists on economic history, on political science, in social development, they wrote articles about the Austrian problems and about the Czech problems, yeah? And we put it together, and if you read these articles, you will find not only these strong differences from Czechoslovakia and then the Czech Republic after 89, after the Velvet Revolution, but what I find very interesting is also that there are similarities because of the international development.
Although each country had a very different starting point following the end of the Cold War, Professor Heiss says certain parallels do stand out, such as joining the European Union and the adoption of some neoliberal principles. For nearly four centuries, Czechs and Austrians lived in one country, which broke up after the First World War. But today, Czech-Austrian relations are strained by a number of issues. These include the post-war expulsion of ethnic Germans from Czechoslovakia, Austrian opposition to the Czech nuclear power plant in Temelín, and the ambivalent Austrian position on Czech accession to the EU. Speaking about the situation in Austria, Professor Heiss says these topics are often abused by populist politicians.
The Czech always had a very bad image in Austria as a stereotype, yeah, without foundation. Since the Habsburg monarchy, it was always a little bit resentment. And it's very curious that all these old resentments come up sometimes in the... If there are populist movements, which we have very strong in Austria, they are coming up again, yeah, and you don't know why, and there is no foundation in the reality.
The Czech Republic and Austria after the end of the Cold War, Different Ways into New Europe, comes in Czech and German versions for the two different markets.
Thanks for that, Jan. 11 years ago,